Now, verse 13, they're on the way again, and we're traveling. And Dr. Luke is along because he writes, "And we went before to ship and sailed unto Assos, there intending to take in Paul, for so had he appointed, minding himself to go afoot." Now, he went down the coast, and if you'll get the chart that we have with our notes and outlines, and I do hope that you have that, you'll see that on the third missionary journey, actually, Paul went down the coast to Ephesus, and the others took ship and came by ship down. Why would you think Paul would go by foot? Well, to witness on the way. I think there were many places that he probably stopped on the way to witness. Verse 14, "And when he met with us at Assos, we took him in and came to Mytilene. And we sailed thence and came the next day over against Chios. And the next day we arrived at Samos and tarried at Trogyllium. And the next day we came to Miletus." That's a good exercise in pronunciation as well as doing a little study in geography and having a nice travel log. Now, will you notice, verse 16, "For Paul had determined to sail by Ephesus, because he would not spend the time in Asia, for he hasted, if it were possible for him, to be at Jerusalem the day of Pentecost." Now, Paul is determined to go by Ephesus and determined to go to Jerusalem, and for very definite reasons. Now we are going to move along. Verse 17, "And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and call the elders of the church." Now, maybe you'll want to leave my map or my chart at this particular point, but you don't need to. But if you get a good map, you'll see that Ephesus actually at this time seems to be inland somewhat. Now, the river was filling up the harbor at Ephesus, so that today the city of Ephesus is removed 2 or 3 miles from the water's edge, and a great part of the city is even 5 miles away. And Miletus is down the coast, and it is on the coast, so he sent for the elders to come down there.